Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Oh my goodness, guys, I hope you are doing well. Today is 11-11. Oh my goodness, what an alignment we have on today. If you believe in numerology, if you believe in the alignment, the signs that are present to you, then this message may be for you. I just wanted to share a nugget with you today, just in regard to aligning with your soul mission, with your soul, what it is that you were sent here to do and accomplish, and to set the tone. I believe this 11th month is a great month to set the tone of what it is that you want to accomplish and achieve in your life as far as your mission and purpose going forward, just to at least put you on the path, the right path for your purpose, what it is that you were meant to do. And, you know, in the midst of it all, there's been a lot going on. Oh my gosh, you know, and if you've been seeing this, of course, in the world, in your own world personally, around you, in your life, remember this, that the enemy is not messing with, fighting so hard against, you know, doing all kind of stuff that's not godly to people who don't have something great within them, or purpose, or have a great purpose. The enemy doesn't attack people with nothing. You know, that means you have something. You have something great. You have something special within you that the enemy is threatened by. And so they will do, say, and try to threaten with whatever to try and control a narrative, because they are greatly afraid of who you might become. This is a known fact of the enemy itself, you know, doing whatever they can do to try and stop you from being who God called you to be. But I want to encourage someone today in regard to that, so that you understand that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. It shall be able to prosper. No matter what the enemy tries to do, they've already lost. The only thing about that, though, is that they don't realize that. You know, I'd like to say, I tell people, don't seek revenge on anyone. Don't seek revenge on anyone. Anyone that has hurt you deliberately, you know, or tries to, or wants to, or feels like if they don't do this, you won't do, you know, all that kind of stuff. You don't have to seek revenge. You know, it may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. Man, it may take 10 years, but one thing about God is he don't miss, ever. I've seen it happen, you know, and it's unfortunate, but God does not miss. And so as long as you keep moving in the flow, in the way of how God would have you to move, you will see his heart and his hand in your life. You know, a lot of people want God's hand, but they don't want his heart. Right? But you have to be a person that also wants his heart. You desire also what he would desire in the earth, not just, you know, picking and choosing, because you got people that'll pick and choose certain things and they really don't mean it, you know, but you want, everybody wants God's hand, but don't nobody want his heart. And that's the obedience, right? Being obedient to God as far as what he would have you to do, because it all has purpose. It's a reason behind the level of obedience that he wants you to have, so that you can be directed in the flow that he wants you to flow in for your greatest good, right? For the higher purpose. And sometimes we don't want that. We'd rather, you know, get the low-hanging fruit and keep it moving, instead of, you know, really trying to vibrate at a higher level and to really understand what God would have done in the earth and how we can be a part of that, you know. And it's not easy. It is not for the weak. Because listen, when you are a person who trusts and love God and want to do what he tells you to do, that is not for the faint of heart, okay? It is not for the weak. The enemy hates that and will fight you tooth and nail not to do what God has called you to do, because he's already defeated, right? He will never be in the position he was once in before. And so the fact that we have grace and mercy and we're able to do and accomplish his good in the earth, he's upset about that. So he fights us on that. But that just makes us stronger, right? We have to keep the faith, keep trusting God, keep moving forward, and hold on to the vision. Hold on to what God is saying to us, and showing us and really speaking to us about, so that we can achieve that goal, accomplish that dream, set that mission, whatever it is. We can do that, right? We can be who God called us to be. So I am excited for you guys. I hope that encourages you to know that you are not alone in this journey. If you are a person who is really trying, you know, with a genuine heart and a genuine spirit, you know, you can't pick and choose when to be genuine. Either you are or you aren't. That's it. You can't pick and choose that. You know, some people think, oh, I'm gonna pick and choose when I'm gonna be genuine. No, either it is or it isn't, right? And so I encourage you, in your own heart space, to check your own heart, make sure that you're continuing to be a genuine person and that you are striving to get on the right path. If you're not on it, get on it. Whatever it is that you need to set in motion to get on the right path, please do that. You know, I know I do that. I do that daily. Okay, what am I supposed to be doing? What should I be doing right now? You know, just making sure that the things that I'm doing is aligning rightly and standing true to that is important. So I want you to stay true to yourself and what it is that you would like to accomplish in this life, and just set yourself on that path and just keep going and just listen to God. You know, open your ears. Those that have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying to them, you know, and really listen. And it may not be what you want to hear. Isn't that crazy? People think that God just speaking everything we want to hear. He doesn't. Not all the time. Nope. It's not something that's just going to be like, okay, yeah, uh-huh. Sometimes it's like, what you said there? You want me to do what now? Sometimes it's like that. It's like, you want me to do what? Huh? You sure? And then, you know, sometimes you're like, I'm not doing that. You know it's him, but you're like, wait a minute. What? You know, so you have to be able to hear God in that. And I want to encourage people who are struggling to hear God, how to hear God. I spend a lot of time in prayer. I don't pray just once a day. I pray multiple times a day. And I just, you know, talk to God daily, you know, throughout the day. That's one thing, right? And even if the prayer is small, that's fine. Even if the prayer is just, oh, God bless them, or God, I thank you for covering me, or, you know, something simple. But I pray multiple times a day, you know. I'm always seeking to hear. And I hear audibly, okay?
And so I'm always seeking to hear. God shows me stuff in dreams too, which is nice. So I hear that way too. But you have to be willing to separate your feelings from what you hear. You have to almost be objective, right? You have to almost be on the outside looking in to a situation of your own to be able to hear another voice other than your own, to hear God's voice. And that's how I had to learn. It's like, and even though it would come to me, it would be like, I knew it was a whole nother voice. You know what I mean? I'm like, what? Okay, I'm hearing. But what was the connection of me really hearing? Also saying your word, you know, studying. You have to study to show yourself approved. You have to be able to study God's word. You have to be open, I believe, to also learning about other things other than Christianity. When I was younger, I not only, you know, the Bible, of course, that was first, and it brought me back to that, but I did read into the Quran, you know, Buddhism, just different things. Not that I became any of these things, but the connection just brought me back to Jesus, you know, God, it brought me back. Just my experience with God brought me back to Jesus and the Bible, you know. But all of these things, when you look at a lot of these other doctrines and some of the ones that we may be missing, or that we are missing, I should say, will still lead you back to one God, the source, right? And so you have to be willing to study so that you can learn, to study to show yourself approved so that you can be made strong. And it does help with how you hear God, okay? How you are able to hear and perceive what is happening in these times, and be willing to seek to understand, because, you know, certain gifts, unfortunately, you're not able to give up. You know, we are given gifts without repentance, meaning I can be doing all kind of stuff and still have a gift, because God gave the gift without repentance. So even when we look at the devil, right, Satan, he still has gifts as an angel that were not taken from him. And so that's why you have people who pull on certain energy, they're pulling on demonic energy to achieve a goal or to do a certain thing. I consider that witchcraft. They're not pulling on God for that. They're pulling on this source, which is the satanic source to achieve, because guess what? He still has that energy. He still has angelic energy, right? Though it may be dark, though it may be fallen, he still has it because God didn't take it away. Gifts and callings come without repentance. He still has some energy, but not enough to beat God, not enough to outweigh God energy, not enough to outweigh God source, not enough to defeat the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You hear me? Not enough. He never will. Though he tries, he will never win. And so I just want to encourage you in that today, because I was dealing with that recently. Like, man, you know, here is the enemy again. What is going on? What is this? Doing all kind of stuff, saying all kind of stuff, acting all kind of ways, showing his tail like crazy. But that just lets you know that great things are on the horizon. You know, the enemy doesn't act up unless they know something great is coming. And so I just want to encourage you guys that if you have any of that type of stuff going on in your world, do not fret. Keep praying. Press in to prayer. Keep thanking God. Keep a positive attitude as much as possible. Set the intention that you want for your life. Forget about what you don't want. What is it that you really want to set the intention on and focus on the good, the God in it, right? And just do it. Just go ahead and make some things happen and be excited about your journey, you know, with goodness, with a genuine heart, you know? And that just makes me so excited because I'm just excited, you know, to set some things in motion that have already been in motion, but to really kind of go to the next level, if that makes sense. You know, I've been kind of holding back a little bit, but I'm ready to set the tone for 2024 and just go for it, you know? And so I'm excited for you just going for it. And let this be a nice day, a nice night to just say, you know what? I'm going to align with purpose. I'm going to align with where I'm going. And that's it. Nothing's going to stop me from aligning with where I'm going and my purpose and what I am here to accomplish. I'm going to set myself on the path that God wants me to be on. And guess what? All is well and it's all good. And everything is going to be all right. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, guys. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Have a great night.